Hello and welcome. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and we are going to be discussing how Congress wants to seize gold assets from Russia. And there's gold wars going on right now because that's the power. They know the dollar is collapsing, and even the governments now are, or the deep state, should I say, are running to gold for protection.
As it should.
But it looks like they're collapsing now. Just before we begin, you can subscribe to my Instagram channel at nicholas.veniamin, where you can follow all my daily news reels. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you, and what have you been up to?
Hey there, my brother. I'm so glad to see you. I'm getting ready for a trip, but my sister won a trip to Hawaii and her husband didn't want to go, so I'm going. So I'm excited I'm packing my bag. So I'm glad I got to see you guys before I left and tell you this information because this was something that didn't come out in the in my opinion. I never heard about this in the mainstream news. So basically, we all know that they approved, Congress approved this 60 whatever $61 billion, some crazy amount of money to Ukraine. What we didn't know that was tucked in there was that they were going to seize Russian assets to do it and send those assets. Can you imagine if you're Russian, you're in a war with Ukraine, and the Americans take your money out of US banks and send it over to Ukraine? It's outrageous.
That's a nightmare. That's an absolute nightmare. It's a fraud, you
Right.
know. So hey, walk us through.
Everything they do lately, I don't trust any of them. But anyway, let me share the screen. I'll show you what's going on. You ready to go? Let's do it.
Please
All
go.
right. So, for those of you who are new, this is my channel, freedomforce.live. So, check out my channel. I've got tons of resources over there because I always look at how this is biblical. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, everybody, because I know I always forget to say that, but this helps the truth to come up across, above the cat videos. We gotta somehow beat the cat videos. All right, so this came out the other day. I'm like, what's going on? This is no take notice. Banks and nations are consistently acquiring gold at unprecedented rates, setting new records quarter after quarter. Gold continues to reach all-time highs time and again. Are you tuned in? Then it says Bank of America just purchased 3 tons of gold. I mean, I don't even know how much that would cost. I have no idea. But I'd be like, why? What was the thing that triggered for them to buy all that gold? It's the largest single day buy this late to contract expiry. Total gold gold bought by Bank of America reaches 7.9 tons. So it's like, why did they do this? Why are they going to gold? And we already know that the dollar is losing its value. So what was, and I was like, what? I was looking around to see if I could figure out, what caused them to do this? Is it because they feel that a bubble is about to burst? I wouldn't be surprised if something happened on the stock market. I don't trust the stock market anyway. All right, it's all smoke and mirrors. So this is what came out. Clayton came out with this, basically that the whole deal with sending all this money to Ukraine was a trick that they were going to seize all these assets from the US banks that were Russian assets and send them to Ukraine. So check this out.
Being suppressed by the Biden media right now, not surprisingly at all, because this is frankly devastating for President Biden. On top of more US bank failures over the weekend, Friday into Saturday, on top of a brand new poll that just came out showing this weekend that the lowest approval rating for any president in 70 years. This is separate from all of that. So this drama kicked into high gear over the weekend, and we're watching it very closely between Russia and the United States. This is a direct economic war right now between the US and Russia, not through some proxy. This is between these two countries. And economists that I've spoken to over the weekend have said that Biden thought Putin would likely back down on this, that he was bluffing. Well, he didn't. Putin has just done something that no one on earth has dared to do. They seized $500 million from the largest US bank on earth, JP Morgan. And on this Monday, we're about to see things spiraling out of control. How much more assets will be taken from US banks? In this back and forth right now, this is basically Putin saying, we're done. We're not going to be bullied by the US anymore. This is BS. This is basically de-dollarization on steroids right now. And it also comes in response to what Biden did last week. That, of course, got no coverage in the mainstream press. Congress approved the repo, I call it the Repo Ukrainian Act. the Repo Act.
That's the one.
Most attention, of course, was on the $61 billion in weapons and aid to Ukraine. But the Repo Act is arguably more important and is really a declaration of war directly against Russia, because the Repo Act now gives the Biden administration the right to seize hundreds of billions of dollars in sovereign Russian assets that are held by American banks and then send them directly to Ukraine, which is the most corrupt country in Europe. This is unprecedented.
Hey, did you want, were you signaling me something? Okay. I thought you were wanting me to say something.
No. This is just listening. Yeah.
This is very interesting. And so this has really caused, you know, Putin. What, of course, if you're Putin, you can't let them just take your assets. So it's, you know, one action causes another reaction. And so now it's really, you know, greatly affecting our banks. So check it out.
And it's a clear declaration of war. And by the way, this is not me saying that they're the most corrupt government in Europe. They are. The United States State Department just released their new annual report on corruption and human rights abuses this week. No one's talking about it. We're going to talk about it later on our shows this week. But right now, the U.S. State Department is pointing out the human rights violations and the corruption that sits at the heart of Ukraine. And we're going to send them billions of dollars that we've just stolen from Russia. This is not going to go well. So they now put the ball in Putin's court, and he ran with it. So this weekend, he's saying enough is enough. And also we learned that Putin has just signed a brand new law allowing the use of digital financial assets in international trade.
The major change it makes is it really allows government institutions in Russia and Russian companies to freely use other and alternative payment methods in order to conduct their transfers. As we know, Russia was cut off, you know, 2 years ago from the global financial system. Most Russian banks have the inability to use payment systems such as SWIFT. So it's quite significant, really, because it basically breaks down all of the barriers that the Russian economy had to trade in terms of payments.
This is a...
Okay. I want to make sure that everybody who's listening knows about this. I haven't really talked about it that much lately. And I know you know all about it, Nicholas, but that for those of you who are not aware, the SWIFT system is how they do their transactions. Just like if you, I liken it to, do you take your debit card to the grocery store and you use your debit card to do that transaction, right? How do they do international trades is through the SWIFT system, and they cut off Russia from doing these trades. So what is Russia to do? So this is the whole thing behind the BRICS. They're saying we're going to trade, and now he's just pulled this out. It says we're going to trade digitally international transactions and outside of, you know, the SWIFT system completely. And so this has opened up them, you know, the ability for them to do transactions with these countries all over the world. They're like, we're doing digital transactions, and the new world order system, the SWIFT system, can, you know, forget it. We're not gonna play their
it's
game.
It's failed, yeah. So what digital asset would they be using to do the transfers? Would it be like Bitcoin or something, or crypto or anything like that? What do you think it would be?
Well, I'm guessing what we've heard from the board from years ago, like 2017, we first started hearing about this, and I was going to show this link where it's got the list of all these the banks in the world. And the whole point is to get these banks where they have true assets that are not being manipulated by the new world order. That's what has to happen for us to be set free, because if we go through all this and we lock up some people, but they still control the assets of each country, then we haven't really accomplished anything. So this is where it says, yes, gold shall destroy FED, which some people say that's Federal Reserve. Some people say that's something else. I've got a video on that. We're not going to really go into that right now. The point is, we're going to get back control over the assets of each country. So each country should be able to trade based upon their own currency and not using the U.S. currency. You know, not do it based on the dollar. So that would be, you know, I guess they could do use whatever they wanted is the point. So.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think?
It's definitely not going to be the SWIFT system or dollars or anything that's backed by interest and debt for sure. But yeah. Who knows what's up Putin's sleeve.
Exactly. And really, what we really think is going on is that, you know, what they've actually said was that Putin and Xi and Trump are working together to destroy these people, to stop all the evil that they've done to humanity. So this is a big part of it, because there's a beautiful Bible verse in Habakkuk chapter 2. For those of you who don't know what I do, I look at all this biblically, and all of a sudden when I woke up, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the end times. This is the end of their rule over us. And that's why I wrote the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I'm like, I pieced it together. And in this one right here, Major Clues for Minor Prophets, I go into all these minor prophets like Habakkuk. They never read this book. And all of a sudden, I start reading it, and it tells exactly what we're seeing. One of my favorite verses in there from Habakkuk chapter 2 says that that soon their debtors will take action and take all you have while they stand trembling and helpless. We're going to take action and take everything, all the things that they have stolen from us, back for humanity. And that's what really this, I think, that we're witnessing, this whole action right here. And the funny thing is, last week was Passover. Passover is a very monumental time. Passover is when God's people went across the Red Sea and were set free from the Egyptians. It's the day when our Lord Jesus went to the cross and saved us from our sins. This is a huge moment biblically, is the Passover. And I would just, it's almost as if this Passover celebration triggered this. And what we're doing right now is we're counting the Omer. We do this every year. You know, God says to count it, and I didn't never really know why, but I said, okay, well, we're just going to do it. And so we've counted, starting on Saturday night, we started counting the Omer. So if you can imagine, we've just got three, but eventually it'll be a big bundle of grain, and it's the blessing bundle. It's the Jubilee bundle. And boy, wouldn't it be great if this year at the 50th day, which is basically President Trump's birthday, I think it's his birthday is the 14th, whatever, it's the 15th of June, that we have this breakthrough. I can imagine that this has to happen before President Trump takes office, don't you think?
Well, maybe, absolutely. Why do you think that is?
If there's going to be the burst of the bubble, I don't want President Trump to have to be held responsible for that. You know, this is all at the doorstep of this evil Congress who has spent all of our money, and you know, it affects the whole world, because if we, as the fiat currency of the whole world, what happens here affects everyone. And, you know, they've been putting everyone under a stranglehold that you have to use our SWIFT system. We're like, we're not playing that game anymore. We're going to use our own currency backed by gold. So. Yeah, that's what I think is going on. But yeah, those are some really great verses in the Bible. So if you want to check it out, I've got an audiobook right here, and you can check it out. It's $2.99 on Amazon. You can learn more about that. But yeah, I thought this was a great job by Clayton Morris. I think Real Clayton Morris, whatever, over on TikTok. And so I really appreciated him coming out with that information. And there's a little bit more, and if we have time, we can watch the rest of it. But basically, that's what he's saying, and that Russia is saying, okay, game over. If you're going to, you know, remove us from the ability to trade internationally, and you're going to seize our assets and give that to our enemies, then game over. We're going to just start doing our own international trades. And the question is going to be, are the other countries going to do it, or are they going to be subject to the bullying of the New World Order saying you better not? So we're going to watch and see. All right. Then this is the other thing that the banks are admitting. This is a really short video. Again, oh, here he goes. Real Clayton Morris is his TikTok, if you want to follow him. He's talking about how the banks are admitting that they are working toward a digital currency where there's no paper money. They say because it's cheaper. Well, but we know that as long as it's in their system, they want it in their system so they can track every move we make and cut us off and shut us down. You know, so that's why it's so important for us to be able to still have the ability to use paper money, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, paper money is all. I mean, it's still a dollar, isn't it? Backed by interest and debt. I think that we should have very, very small, you know, pieces of gold, you know, chips of biscuits of gold that we could give to people, you know, eventually. But yeah, there should be an asset where we can physically give as well as just digital. But I'm not with the dollar as it stands right now. I think it needs to be backed by gold and into the treasury,
right?
You know, because right now it's the Federal Reserve, and that needs to go.
It has to. We can't go through all this and still have the Federal Reserve, no doubt about it. Anyway, check out what the banks are saying.
Of Bank of America, not a small bank, said they don't want cash. They want an all digital future. Here's the CEO of Bank of America.
We want a cashless society. It costs us $5 billion for checks and cash to move around our company.
You want a cashless society.
We have more to gain than anybody in a sense from a pure operating cost. So we're driving it, and the cost will come down and everything's happening. And the costs are already very low. It's very efficient, very little fraud when you actually look at the volumes going through.
The biggest thing, in my opinion, that is, you know, more... I mean, yes, we need to have paper money, but more than anything, we just need to have, you know, where it is like Bitcoin, where it's there are transactions that are not tracked by our overlords.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, so they want to track everything you're doing as well. But of course, it's money as well, money, power. They want to control us whilst we get them rich,
right.
More rich. You know,
right.
Absolutely.
And where they can scrape some off the top. Okay, so for example. For those of you who haven't run a business before, you might not know, but every time there's a you charge, even with your debit card, they charge that merchant, that grocery store, 2%, whatever percentage it is, of the sale of your items. And so they're getting a cut on every transaction. So that's, you know,
and when those, yeah. Right. And when those become expensive, when those charges become expensive, the grocery stores have to put their prices up to cover the costs. And this is what raises food prices. It contributes.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're doing nothing for it, you know, except just raking in the cash. So, yeah. All right. So then this is something else I want you guys to see. President Trump just posted this, a picture of Melania. It looks just like he's posting a picture of Melania with a little peppy frog on it. But and a popcorn, but it's got a do it cue on there. President Trump retruthed that.
This oh, really? Cue,
yeah.
I cue it.
Do it.
Do it cue. Wow.
It, yeah. That was, I mean, it's kind of hard to
Donald see. Trump really cue. It's crazy. Yeah.
How about that? He's been posting a lot of very interesting things lately. So yeah, with the peppy and the popcorn, because that's a big, those are big, symbols of the movement too. I thought that was cool to show everybody. The other thing that's a big thing in the news right now, I just want to briefly talk about, is all these peaceful protests that have been hijacked. I think that's really what's going on. Just like they did with January 6th, just like they did with BLM, just like they're doing right now with those who are protesting the genocide, they always have to hijack a peaceful protest to use it for their political purposes.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's what they do. They make arrests. They had an interview with Tommy Robinson about this, about his case with protesting. But this is what they do.
Yep. Yep. And so they've been doing it for a very, very long time. And I really hope that the Patriots, if you guys can help share this information, because Patriots are not quite catching on. And I'm hoping that on every side, everyone starts to realize they were, you know, for the youth who are fighting hard to stop the genocide, they probably think that the January 6ers were, you know, horrible, you know, insurrectionists. And then now they're getting the taste of what we experienced, that we were called insurrectionists. We're just going up there to protest a fraudulent election. You know, so now I hope that everybody catches on, that they always take a peaceful protest and they hijack it for their own purposes. And so once we realize we're being played and used, then hopefully we'll all join together and go, look, we have to all join together and fight these criminals at the top. Okay. One of the last things I want to show you guys, this is a great prophecy in the book of Daniel. Again, this is in that book, End Times Major Clue. Actually, I think it's in both Major Clues for Minor Prophets and the one End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace. Daniel, this is the same guy with the Daniel in the Lion's Den. And there's a really interesting prophecy with this statue of all these kingdoms. Well, everybody in the world has agreed that we are down to the last kingdom. We started with the head of gold with Babylon, and then the Medes and Persians is the arms, and then the Greek Empire is the bronze, and then the iron is the legs, and then the feet are clay and iron mixed. And so it's really this kingdom, this new world order is the one at the bottom, but it's they're having a hard time holding it together, even though they're ruthless and tough and all that. Clearly, with what we're seeing with what's happening in the banking, they're not being able to hold this together and to keep everybody to, you know, just obeying, you know, their strict orders. Clearly, that's not working. The BRICS system is all these groups, let's see, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now how many more, like 20-something more countries are joining with them. They're not going to play with the SWIFT banking system anymore. And they don't want to want war. They're not going for war anymore. And the people are rising up all over the world, all that. So there's a beautiful Bible verse right there in Daniel chapter 2. It says the stone hits the statue and knocks it down. And this stone becomes a huge mountain. And this is really where we're headed, where all of us become this mountain of God, where everybody just has peace on earth. We're like, we're not going to be ruled by these empires anymore, you know, where they're just using us and all that. So it says in Daniel 2, during the reign of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and this kingdom will stay in forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain, though not by human hands, that crushed to pieces the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. The great God was showing the king what will happen in the future. The dream is true, and its meaning is certain. So this was a dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had, and Daniel was able to interpret this dream. And so it was quite miraculous. And he saved all the wise men. The wise men who ended up, their great, 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 great grandchildren who went to see the Bethlehem star and that Christ was born, they are the same ones who their grandparents were saved because of this amazing prophecy. Anyway, I wanted you guys to see that because we're seeing this day. This is why I keep so encouraged that we are experiencing this right here. We're crushing.
So you're saying that once the kingdoms of the deep state will be crushed, the peace that will reign on earth will be forever.
Yes. Well, and it says for
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes. And right. It says for a thousand years. The Revelation talks about 1,000 years. And after that, there's a battle called Gog and Magog. I'm not going to go into all the detail about that. I go into this in the books. But basically, after, you know, our eternal destiny is not to live in these bodies that decay and get old and die. We are destined to have immortal bodies. This is what, you know, the Bible teaches. Whether someone agrees with it or not, this is what, you know, we're already seeing a lot of the med beds and the, you know, just all the healing and you know, we're getting little dribs and drabs of that already. But this is what the Bible talks about. And that it says this amazing verse in Isaiah 65, it says that we'll live as long as trees. In this 1,000 years reign, we'll live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. It's no longer, it says, you know, people won't be considered old at 100. So this is where we're
amazing,
headed, 1,000 years of peace. But then after 1,000 years, there's a final battle. And at that point, heaven and earth merge, where there's no, there's just our bodies, something happens. I don't know what it's going to be exactly. It's 1,000 years from now. Don't have to worry about it today, but that somehow there's a transformation that happens so that we no longer can die. There's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. You hear that at all the funerals, right? That's after Gog and Magog. But for right now, what we're witnessing is the destruction of this final kingdom. They've had all these kingdoms and we're down. Everybody would agree. We're down to the toes. We're down to the last and final kingdom, and we are watching them being crushed. So I want everybody to be, you know, encouraged about that. Again, this is where you can go on Amazon.com to see the books right there. And like I said, they're $2.99. You can get the paperback too. And then the audiobook is on freedomforce.live. I'm going to show one other quick thing. This is so beautiful. I don't know if we have time to show it, but this is this movie series, The Chosen. If you guys haven't seen this, you can actually go online and you can watch several of them on YouTube, on Netflix. I think they're on Amazon Prime. I think there's like 8 different seasons, and it's so compelling and so beautiful. This one is about a man who has leprosy, and he's just got, think of it like cancer, but a very contagious cancer, and it just is eating away at his body. And so it's a picture of of, yes, illness, but also that when you're filled with sin or anger or whatever it is, hatred or whatever it is, or like the New World Order, you're just filled with this evil that it just eats you away. And so he's, but there's no one would have him around. They were all scared of him because they're like, we don't want to catch this. And so he was an outcast. So how can he provide for himself? Because he's just completely, you know, it would be destitute. And so anyway, so here, can I, we have a minute to play this?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
This is so beautiful. I want everyone to see this. It's such a great series. I think you would absolutely get such a benefit out of watching this series called The Chosen. I'm really loving it. A friend of mine told me about it.
It's a leper. Stay back. Cover your mouth. Don't breathe it out. Don't come any closer.
It's okay, John. It's okay.
Rabbi,
you can hold this with these two.
Please. Please. Please don't turn away from me.
I won't.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Only if you want to, I submit to you. My sister, she was a servant at the wedding. She told me what you can do. I know you can heal me if you are willing.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I knew it. What can I ever do? You don't seek your own honor?
Please just do me this one thing.
But what would that be, Paul?
Well, show yourself to the priest. Let them inspect you and see that you are cleansed. Make the proper offering in the temple as Moses commanded. Go on your way. Who has an extra tunic? Just one of you, just one of you.
I just love that. Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful. I really love that. Yeah. Really good. Yeah.
Every one of them. It's one of those series that, you know, when you're watching something and you get to the end, you're like, I have to watch another one. I have to watch it.
Yeah, that's great.
Such a great series called The Chosen. I hope you guys really enjoy it.
The Chosen.
The beautiful picture of this is that, you know, whatever sickness we have, it could be a physical malady, it could be a mental malady, it could be emotional, it could be financial, it could be spiritual, it could be whatever malady, that the Lord is able to cleanse it. And, you know, imagine him touching, you know, everyone he touched. I don't know what it was, but, you know, you always think about it as a miracle, but maybe the vibration, something about him, he could cleanse just by touching someone, even when he didn't even touch someone, even miles away. But bottom line, it's the miracle of the Lord. But I'm just encouraged that, you know, we're going to have this healing that's going to spread throughout the whole world. And also just the mental illness will be gone, the autism, the cancer, all of this will be gone. We're going to see this. The Bible says the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. It's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be a wonderful 1,000 years reprieve. How about that? Who knows, Nicholas, and everybody on here, who knows if we might not live as long as trees, as in, you know, hundreds of years. I really
absolutely think
that's what's going to happen. Here's my channel, you guys on the Rumble. I have a video about more about the gold and about the Fed. So it's over here on Rumble, Red Till the World. And I guess that's everything for today.
Oh, well, thank you. That was amazing. I love that, especially that last part. But again, Melissa, thank you so much. And we'll speak again very soon. You take care and God bless you.
We have a minute to pray.
Please, absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much, Lord, for all these blessings of what we're seeing happening all around us. We know that this is the great day that these empires will be crushed, and that we're going to have these beautiful days of peace and health and wealth. Thank you for Nicholas. I pray for everyone on his channel that you'll just bless them, Lord, and all on the Freedom Force Battalion, that we'll continue to be your great army in this day, and just guide us every minute and just protect us from, and we just trust that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you very much. And we'll speak again very soon. You take care, Melissa. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys.